Yo, yo, yo.
Hi.
All right. I did. So, 68 point euro.
Mm-hmm.
GVS2.
Okay.
5.64 millimeter.
Okay.
Just shy of 1600, so you're at 1581.
All right, send it my way, please.
Okay. And then, quick question for you, because you always give me 110% honesty.
Okay.
I got wrapped into some Secret Santa crap.
Oh, God.
Yep. With friends and family. I don't know everybody very well, okay? So they set up this, if you ever heard of it, it's called Elfster.
Okay.
It's basically like an online, like everybody creates a file and you like add a wish list.
Okay.
And then, you know, whoever you pull, like you go to their wish list.
Wish list.
And there's a limit, you know, so the limit's 150. No gifts over $150.
You don't know these people?
I know some of them.
Yeah, but that's a little high, but okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, so the person I have has, like, nothing on their Elfster whatsoever.
What? What do you mean nothing?
Like,
really nothing?
So I'm looking at it right now. Seriously, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items on here, and then there's a couple gift cards.
Okay.
And I'm not getting a gift card. Like, that's lame. So, and 5 of them are already, they were added more than a year ago, and there's already already purchased checkmark. This is something that they've been doing for a couple years now. So there really is only one item on here that hasn't been purchased. It's a pair of wingtip dress shoes for this guy.
What?
Yeah, I mean, he's in the financial district, so, like, you know, he wears a lot of fancy clothes.
How much are those?
They're $80.
Oh. Okay.
Is that a good gift? Like,
if it's on his list, when was it put on there?
A year ago. He has nothing added this year. Everything's a year old. And this is the only thing that isn't marked purchased. So, like, he had, like, some golf balls on here. He had some UGG slippers. They're all
oh, wow.
Check marks.
Fancy.
So,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he's bougie.
You can tell.
So he's got
any guy that wears UGG slippers. I mean, he's my kind of guy. I like it, but, yeah.
So my thought process.
My husband would never wear slippers.
Yeah, I'm not wearing UGGs. Yeah, I'm not. Nope.
I, on the other hand, have two pairs, but, you know.
I will say, I had an UGG comforter when I lived up in Rochester, and I brought it out for the winter, you know, and it was I didn't even want to
get
it.
The best. Yeah.
The best. Like, best comforter I ever had.
I mean, if it's on his list and that's what he wants and he works in the financial industry and you can get them for $80, yeah, I think that's a very nice gift.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the funny socks.
You know what I should?
I'm going to do funny socks. You know.
Oh, okay, I was just going to say. That's so funny you say that because I was just going to say, why don't you add a pair of socks either with, like, his initials embroidered in them or, like, a funny pair?
I'm doing a funny pair. So we're of like mine. I grabbed two pictures of his kids. I combined them. I put them on the socks. I figured socks and
that's
shoes.
Awesome.
One's a little
perfect.
Funny because they're his kids, and then the shoes, you know, because, hey.
Love it.
Yeah? All right.
Great idea.
Ordering it. Done.
Done. Yeah. See?
Done deal.
No,
thank
I think
you.
That's a great idea. You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the help, and now I don't have to keep stressing about this damn
thing. Yeah, don't stress about that.
I never do Secret Santa, like, ever. Very, like, anti-holiday. I'm trying a little bit this year to not be.
Have you always been anti-holiday?
No, I actually, I used to.
Well, you've been in retail forever, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, before retail, before RDI, like, I really liked Christmas a lot. But as I've gotten older,
Bah humbug.
Yeah, Grinch, for sure. But I'm trying to let my heart melt a little bit. I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know.
You try him. Come on. Do it. Trust me, if I didn't have to celebrate the holidays, I would not do any of them. But when you have a child that enjoys the holidays, you have to put a pretty, just put a nice face on.
Yeah.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't even have a tree.
I actually don't, I don't have a tree. I haven't had a tree in 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, we have two trees. Well, my daughter has one in her room. She would have the Grinch tree, so it's like
neon
green when it like
yeah.
hangs down. Speaking of Grinch, and Grinch is our favorite. Like, we watch Grinch all the time. The new, like, the Jim Carrey movie. Oh my god.
Yep. I actually. I saw that in theaters when I was a kid.
Oh my god.
The Grinch, Jim Carrey.
Love that.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love that
one. Good
one.
If I'm gonna watch a Christmas like that, that's a funny movie. I could get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
It's so good. I love that one. Oh, I want that sweatshirt. I don't think I can order it. I have a, there's a company I'm based out of Boston. They're called Bro Denim, and they do, a lot of, like, patch sweatshirts. And they just came out with one that it's them and Dunkin' Donuts, so, like, it's just a hoodie, and it says, like, Dunkin' or whatever. It's just really cool, but I don't think I can get it.
You have to go into
send
a store to get
to
it.
Send someone to Boston.
Yeah. That's like the Dunkin' Donut commercials with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Those were funny.
Ooh, I can do it. Ooh, I
can.
Can
you really?
I think I can. Ooh, I'm going to have to look at this. They just make really cool, like, they even have, like, other sports teams. Like, it's just not, you know. But they're just so cool. You should look at it. Okay. Yeah, no, I like that gift. That is, it's very nice. Good choice.
Excellent. I needed the vote of reassurance.
Yep, you know me.
That's why I asked.
I would tell you.
Very good.
All right.
So I will order that diamond in for you.
Yeah, please get that for me.
And should be able to send it out today for tomorrow for you.
Perfect.
All
right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Toodles. Bye.
Bye-bye.